He told me about a time shortly after he and his father joined the jihad and fought the Shorawi in the Panjshir Valley. They were stranded without food and ate locusts to survive. He told me of the day helicopter gunfire killed his father, of the day the landmine took his two daughters. He asked me about America. I told him that in America, you could step into a grocery store and buy any of 15 or 20 different types of cereal. The lamb was always fresh and the milk cold, the fruit plentiful and the water clear. Every home had a TV and every TV a remote, and you could get a satellite dish if you wanted, receive over 500 channels. 500, Farid exclaimed. 500, I said. We fell silent for a while. Just when I thought he had fallen asleep, Farid chuckled. Aga, did you hear what Mullah Nasruddin did when his daughter came home and complained that her husband had beaten her? I could feel him smiling in the dark, and a smile of my own formed on my face. There wasn't an Afghan in the world who didn't know at least a few jokes about the bumbling mullah. What? I said. He beat her too, then sent her back to tell the husband that mullah was no fool. If the bastard was going to beat his daughter, then mullah would beat his wife in return. I laughed, partly at the joke, partly at how Afghan humor never changed. Wars were waged, the internet was invented, and a robot had rolled on the surface of Mars. And in Afghanistan, we were still telling Mullah Nasruddin jokes. Did you hear about the time Mullah had placed a heavy bag on his shoulders and was riding his donkey? I said. No. Someone on the street said, "Why don't you put the bag on the donkey?" And he said, "That would be cruel. I'm heavy enough already for the poor thing." We exchanged Mullah Nasruddin jokes until we ran out of them and we fell silent. Amir Agha, Farid said, startling me from near sleep. Yes. Why are you here? Why are you really here? I told you. For the boy, he said. For the boy, I said. Farid shifted on the ground. It's hard to believe. Sometimes I myself can hardly believe I'm here, I said. No, he said. What I mean to ask is, why that boy? You come all the way from America for a Shia? That killed all the laughter in me and the sleep. I'm tired, I said. Let's just get some sleep. Farid's snoring soon echoed through the empty room. I stayed awake, hands crossed on my chest, staring into the starlit night through the broken window and thinking that maybe what people said about Afghanistan was true. Maybe it was a hopeless place.
This ends Disc 7.